welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's December 22nd, 2021. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And I have a prophetic word of encouragement for you. And the Lord's going to start bringing some special gifts this year. They're starting now. They're starting this week. Stay tuned for more. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you have not fallen off your throne, you have not forgotten us, and that you're about to shift things at Christmas time right now. We just ask now for the power, the anointing to break through the things that have been pulling us down. We just ask now for encouragement for those who are down. We pray that this would be a turnaround time. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I wrote and recorded this message last week, and I felt that God was starting to move quickly and that there would be more to this message. So this message is a Christmas message, but at the same time, there's more to it, and the prophetic word that I'm going to release is now going to become clear for you over the next few days and weeks. And so I keep hearing in my spirit, the fullness of time has come. And I know this is a verse talks about when Jesus came to the world. You know, we're celebrating Christmas. But it's more than that. It's the alignment of time. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, Jesus. Now, there's something about God's perfect timing, especially this Christmas. I keep hearing the Lord say, I'm going to do a strange work. This is from Isaiah 28:21. This actually means that he's going to do something that might look unusual, might even look really bad, might not be clear right now, but in the coming days, weeks, and months, it will become clear. I've been doing several podcasts on this subject, the fact that the Lord is moving right now in strange and unusual ways to trust him. This is part of the prophetic word I released for the month of December, Jeremiah 23:20, where it says, in the days to come, you will understand it clearly. So what's happening right now, it's going to kind of unfold and unpack later. We'll get the fullness of it later. But this Christmas, God's giving the gift of his timing. And as I was praying, I heard the Lord say, I've never even heard this before. He said, not ahead, not behind, but right on time. I heard the Lord say, I'm going to do something in your life to bring about this timing. I'm going to bring you into my perfect timing this Christmas. And I'm going to do things behind the scenes that's going to position you for 2022. And there's going to be a breakthrough, some major changes in spiritual season right now, starting at Christmas. So watch for the old things to die. Ecclesiastes 3:1-2. There is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. Now this might look different, this word I've got here might look different from person to person, but the Lord is causing the old things to die so that he can bring the new life. And he is going to set you up for the new time and season that we're entering into. Now, the Lord will bring this greater understanding to this Ecclesiastes 3:1-2 word. Over the next few weeks, he's going to bring this understanding to you, what parts might need to die. You know, there's things that need to die in our life. There's things that we need to, you know, get realigned with. The key right now is to trust the Lord no matter what things look like. Now, I heard the word trust. And Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. You know, we have walked through some very strange times, you know, during 2020 and 2021. But the Lord has not forgotten you. And as we move forward, you're going to see confusion start to fall away. Panic is going to fall away. Fear is going to fall away. It's going to begin to drop off. Depression, anxiety is going to vanish. The Lord is moving right now in your life in a mighty way. So new strength is here. I heard this part of the prophetic word, Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. So continue to wait on the Lord, and He will indeed renew your strength. I've already been experiencing this in my own life. The Lord continues to give me supernatural strength. The key right now to this is to worship in the storm. No matter what things look like, stay focused on the Lord. And He will indeed deliver you out of this old season and into the new. Ask the Lord for a sign, another word I got for this Christmas. And take a look at Psalm 86:16-17. And I love this in the Passion Translation. Bring me to your grace fountain so that your strength becomes my strength. Be my hero. And come and rescue your servant once again. Send me a miraculous sign to show me how much you love me. I love this version of it. And it really is what God is doing this Christmas. I just want to say it again. This is Psalm 86:16-17, the Passion Translation. Bring me to your grace fountain so that your strength becomes mine. Be my hero. And come and rescue me once again. And send me a miraculous sign to show me how much you love me. Wow. The Lord is doing this right now. Now, here's the deal. The fountain of grace is here to finish the race. The fountain of grace to finish the race. And this is a new season we're entering into. The Lord is opening up fountains of refreshment. I got mine just this past week. You know, this is spiritual. It might be different from person to person. You don't have to see anything. You have to be a seer or a prophet to get this. It's just a time. It's a time of reflection with God. It's a time of, you know, of intimacy. It might be a moment. It might be an hour. I don't know. You might get caught up in the midst of one of the most intense attacks last week. I mean, I was under. I reached out. I got a 3-cord call. I got 2 friends on the phone with me. We began to pray because I was getting hit hard. And in the midst of it, the Lord opened a fountain of joy. We started to laugh in the Spirit. And while we were on the phone, this is a fountain of grace and joy. It doesn't have to look like that. It could be for you. It could be different. Maybe it could be a moment where you're sitting with the Lord and He speaks to you through the Bible. Or maybe He gives you some insight into something. Or maybe He brings you into a place where you're going to experience peace in the storm. Whether it's continual or momentary, take what you can get. You know, 10% of the Lord is better than nothing. I'm just saying. Ours went on for a little bit, and then since then I've been able to go back. So you'll be able to go back and sit in His presence for this. Ask God for your fountain of grace. It's like a spiritual oasis that you can sit, stand, or walk in. There's no rule on this. You know, in other words, you don't have to do a certain thing. Watch for it to open. Ask the Lord to give you encouragement. And watch for a sign that's part of this. Psalm 86. Watch for a sign. Ask Him for a sign that He loves you. And He's doing this right now. It might be a dream, a prophetic word, something that speak like a movie or a song. For me, I was walking through it. I said, Lord, I mean, I'm going through so much right now. And I'm staying encouraged. You know, what you see here on my podcast, you know, I am encouraged all the time, even though I'm in a storm here. And I said, Lord, send me something. send me something that I would know this is you. And a friend of mine, within a day, a prophetic friend had a dream about me. And he heard a song in the dream playing over me that was exactly what was going on in my life right now. And so I said, yes, God, that was my moment where the Lord showed me my Psalm 86 sign that he loved me. And wow, it's time right now to not be discouraged, be encouraged. I heard the Lord say at the beginning of the month, you know, in the midst of my storm, I have to really kind of push through sometimes to hear his voice during this time, during the pandemic and all the stuff going on. But I heard him clearly. He said, encourage my people. Encourage my people to get through this. So Philippians 3:12 is my favorite one. I press on to take hold of what Christ Jesus has called me to. He's taken hold of me. But one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining forward for what is ahead. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Forget what's behind. Keep moving forward. The Lord is bringing you the gift of understanding right now. He's bringing you things that, well, you know, might not understand. You know, we might not understand this right now. His timing is coming into place. I heard the Lord say, not ahead, not behind, but right on time. And I tell you, I've never heard that phrase before. I just had to write it down. It was just today when I was getting ready to record. And that's what I put in here. You know, there's some things that you've been waiting for are now going to come to pass. It might look different than what you think or what it might have originally looked like. But do not be discouraged. No matter what happens, the Lord is with you. He's doing a strange work right now. He's bringing you into his timing to prepare you for the new season ahead. You know, Linda and I and the Enlight Connection team, we wish you a very blessed and merry Christmas. I want to release this prophetic word over you. Lord, I just ask right now that you would open up the heavens over each person listening. I thank you for each person following me or stumbling on this podcast. God, I thank you that you're opening up the Psalm 86:16 grace fountain, that you're opening up the spiritual oasis right now, that you're giving Isaiah 40:31 new strength. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Lord, I pray for that strength and the trust, no matter what happens, that we trust in you. Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand the Ecclesiastes 3:1-2 word. It's over many of us that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun, a time to born and a time to die. Lord, show us what we need to die to. Show us what we can move into during this new season. We ask that you would align things. We pray right now that the word I just spoke about, the things going to be dropping away, this depression, anxiety, panic, fear, all of these things be dropping away. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over these things. I pray a blessed Christmas. I pray for a time with you, Lord, that we would all have that time of greater intimacy, power, and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. Check out things. You know, we have a 12 days of Christmas sale, and all of our stuff there, digital, it's actually digital stocking stuffers here. It's what my team's calling it. I really love these things that they come up with. But it's December 16th through 27th. Go to DougAddison.com/Christmas and you'll see this. And I mean, this is the time to get the deal on some stuff. Maybe if you're in for the holidays, get one of my online trainings. I show you how to write a book. I walk through things that people, you know, understanding dreams, understanding your destiny is in there. There's many things that I have so many teachings from the years that I've been doing this. Go through DougAddison.com/Christmas. Take a look at it. Also, consider donating to us. This is a time of year we could really use your help as well. But it's not just that. It's that you could be part of sowing into what God is doing through us We reach millions of people. My daily prophetic words, my Spirit Connection podcast and blog. I mean, we reach a lot of people. DougAddison.com/give or become a partner. And that's like a church. We are actually listed as an online church. And we have, if you become a partner, and that's where some people who donate, any amount every month. We have a partner coach. We have a Facebook group where you can pray. We have prayer times. We have a once-a-month Zoom meeting with me and my team where we prophesy. And this is, if you need a church, maybe you go, you have a church, but maybe you need a virtual place to hang your spiritual hat. And, some people, they consider me their pastor, so to speak. I am ordained. But consider that. DougAddison.com/partner. I just want to say thank you so much. God bless you. Hope you have an amazing Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.